You are listening to the Wild Soul Podcast, a podcast for the wild ones. Join me, your host, Queen Namaste, as we embark on a journey to find our true north and our own unique path. From wild, inspired conversations to searching for life's hidden gems and meanings with a little dash of crazy in between. Because really, who doesn't want to dance to the beat of their own drum? Hey guys, welcome to the Wild Soul Podcast, or welcome back to the Wild Soul Podcast. If this is your first time, thank you for tuning in. And if it's not your first time, thank you for coming back. I appreciate you. My name is Shannon. I am your host, aka I like to call myself Queen Namaste. I guess that's my alter ego, sometimes my yogic ego, yogi ego. Welcome. Welcome to the Wild Soul Podcast. Basically a place where I have cool ass conversations with dope souls, dope people, and just elevating the world to greatness. So today is special, I guess, maybe not so special. It is a solo episode. Woo! And not gonna lie, I'm a little bit scared. I know I have a podcast, but basically I wanted just to interview other cool people in my life, and the thought of talking for like half an hour kind of about myself or my thoughts is a little bit daunting, and I don't really want to do it. That being said, screw fear, I'm going to do it anyways, and hopefully you like it. And if not, just come back next week because there'll be more interviews in February. Woohoo! All right, so let's just get this party started. Welcome to your Wednesday hump day, the favorite day, the best day of the week. Woo! You're halfway done if you work a regular 9-to-5, which if you're a wild soul, you probably don't want to. Sometimes I'll just break out in song, okay? Anyways, today is the last Wednesday of 2019, the last Wednesday in January of 2019. What the heck, right? I can't even believe that it is basically February in a couple days. And how did it go? How did January look for you? Did you guys set some resolutions? Are you still on them? Did you fall off the wagon? I'm not a huge fan of resolutions, honestly, for one, because yes, I have determination and willpower for some things, but other things I don't. Resolutions is one of them. I would like to change the word to more so intentions. My intentions for 2019 versus resolutions, because, I don't know, resolutions kind of have a negative little... I feel like they have a negative stigma. I don't know, because people think bad about them and people don't follow through with them and they just get a bad rep. So I'm just going to ditch that word completely and say intention. An example of one of mine that I would have failed if I set a resolution, I was thinking about getting up early, like 5 a.m. early in 2019. And I would have failed 4 days in if I actually set that as a resolution because I listen to my body, and sometimes my body needs more rest, and I'm going to listen to it. If I have the time, I'm going to sleep more. So not a resolution for me, but definitely an intention that I have set for 2019, listening to my body intuitively. And when it works, if I can get up earlier and if I have that energy, I will and take that time. And if not, again, just like putting myself first and taking rest if I need to. So that's actually been fluid in January for me. I want to know about you guys. Do you set resolutions or do you set intentions? I know another thing that I love to do, and I think I've talked about this already, is vision boards. I know you got to do a lot more than just cut pictures out of a magazine to make it work, but I'm a very visual person, and visualizing the future is something that I actually love to do. So, vision boards is something that I do at the beginning of every year. And I basically put it somewhere, I put it in my room where I can see it every day, and basically just all the good things that I want to do this year. And I didn't actually do one this year because I've looked at my board from 2018 and there were still a lot of things on there that still resonated with me and that I loved, and some stuff that I still didn't accomplish. So I kept it up. Who says you have to make a new one every year? I feel like you can make a new one when shit no longer serves you on there. So, yeah, I just love it. I love it. And it's really cool because if you have done vision boards in the past and looking back and finding your old ones, I mean, like, wow, that actually did happen in my life. Like the one from a few years ago, some of the stuff that I put down actually has. So it's like, okay, yeah, this stuff works. Like you just got to keep it in your mind and keep putting one foot in front of the other. So I can talk more about vision boards and like staying positive and gratitude and all that stuff. But basically I had no idea really about what to talk about today. I had a couple of ideas flowing through my head. I didn't want to get like preachy and weird though. So I just asked you guys, the listeners, if you wanted to share what you wanted me to talk about, and some of you guys responded on my Instagram story, so thank you, because that is very helpful, and I totally want to give you guys answers if I can. So a lot of them were kind of the same. A lot of them were about yoga, so I guess I'll start with that one. One question is, how and when did you get into yoga? So that's actually, I dive a little bit into that on the first episode of the Wild Soul podcast. So if you want to go back, that shows a little bit of my past, just a little bit. But basically how and when I got into yoga, I did my yoga teacher training in 2015 of January. So I guess that's like 4 years now. Is that four? Yeah, that's four. Good math, Shannon. 4 years ago. But before that, obviously I had to do a little bit of yoga before January 2015. And it was basically after my trip to Thailand that I came home kind of like a changed person. I don't know if I'll share that story maybe one day when I'm brave enough. I guess I should do that soon, but not today. And anyways, come back from Thailand, get a job at Lululemon, and super like cliche, but I did not shop at Lululemon at all. I was like, screw brands, I'll shop at Walmart type of thing. I don't like brands, yada, yada, yada. I was working in a pub and my friend just said, come and, you know, apply. We have a group interview, give it a shot. I'm like, okay, why not? I'm sick of the pub scene, so let's go for it. Then I started working at Lululemon, and a really good, cool thing about the company is that they give you free classes in the community wherever you live. Which is dope, because a lot of stuff these days is expensive. Like spin's expensive, yoga is expensive, everything is expensive, obviously. So if you can get it at a discount or for free, that like really helps. And so I did that. And a lot of the times, like the employees would all go to a class together to just like team bond. And yeah, there's lots of oxygens around here. This is a yoga studio if you don't live in BC or Canada. It's a brand, or not a brand, well yeah, it's a brand, but it's a franchise, Oxygen Yoga and Fitness. And so I decided to go to one because they all invited me to go to yoga. Little did I know it wasn't yoga, and it was like a fitness boot camp class with blaring loud music in this infrared sauna. And I was like, what the hell is this? But I loved it. It was so awesome, and kind of fell in love with the studios. So that's how I kind of started with yoga. I was always more so a fitness person, but I also got introduced to yoga through that way. So then I fell in love with the teachers that taught there, and they happened to have a teacher training, not Oxygen, but their own school called Naked Truth. So I said, why the heck not? Let's do it. I'm not using my university degree for everything, so let's get paid to work out, basically, is how I thought about that. So yeah, so January 2015, I did my yoga teacher training, and it really changed me. It changes a lot of people when you do it. You just become more aware. You learn a lot about yourself. You just learn a lot. So even if you're not like into yoga, or if you are but you don't think that you'll want to teach, taking a training not only will deepen your practice, but it'll deepen your self-awareness. And it's just, it's all around a positive experience, I believe. Yeah, it's a little bit of money, but I mean, the money's going towards yourself and to your life. So if you have the chance to do one, I would do it. They're great. Just find teachers that you align with and that you mesh with and make sure you love their vibes and it'll be a good time. So with that being said, that kind of goes into the next question someone asked me, is how far I want to take my yoga journey and how it's been so far. So working at Lululemon actually really made me think about yoga a lot more. And in Lululemon, they have these what they call ambassadors. So if you've ever been to a store before, they put ambassadors up on their wall. So you get the picture taken and it's like local instructors in the community. And when I first started working there, I'm like, whoa, that would be really cool to be an ambassador of Lululemon. Really, really, really cool. So that was always kind of in the back of my mind. I just want to make an impact with people, like even bring a smile to someone's face. Like if I've done that, then I've done, I feel like, my job for the day. And just bringing more love and light into the world, whether it be through yoga or something else. But for my yoga journey, I would just love to travel around the world and teach people. But when I say that, I'm like, oh my God, that's so scary. I have no idea. I have no knowledge. I know nothing. So like fear creeps in right away. And I got to be like, nope, I don't got time for that thought. Bye. Next. So and put a positive thought in my head. So yes, I can do it. And it will be something I do in the future. So I just got to, you know, speak it into existence. With that being said, while working at Lululemon, they have like ambassadors for each store, but then they also have like crazy ambassadors that are more well known and sometimes worldwide known. So there's actually worldwide Lululemon ambassadors. And I had the opportunity one time to help set up an event in downtown Vancouver for this yoga teacher named Ian Finn. And for those of you who do not know Ian, he is a local to Vancouver. I'm pretty sure anyways, maybe I shouldn't be saying that, but I'm pretty sure he lived here. He travels all over the world now. But anyways, yes, he's a worldwide Lululemon ambassador and he was coming into town to do a little like yoga class put on by Lululemon. And there was like tea and drinks and fun stuff. And it was a huge room. I think there was like over 100 people that took the class. Like, guys, pretty cool. And that's future goals when like you can just come into town and have like 100-150 people take your class. Oh, that's like so cool. All the people coming together and just so much love. And it's just like, this just makes me happy just even thinking about that. So that was kind of when I got introduced to Ian Finn and like his philosophy and being in the room and having this sense of community. It was lit. It was super lit. And since then I was always kind of following him on the Facebook and Instagram and stuff. And he is, his brand, as he's branded himself, I try to say that my brand is Queen Namaste. So Ian's brand is Blissology. That's the name of his yoga school. And I've been looking at him for a couple years and really wanted to take some of his trainings because he does trainings here in Vancouver and he'll do them elsewhere. He'll go to Wanderlust. For those of you who don't know who Wanderlust is, it's basically a huge yoga festival that's put on all over the world. They have one in Whistler every year. I have yet to go to one. I know, super sad, but I need to make time and actually go. That would be another sweet ass goal to actually teach at Wanderlust. Oh, okay, putting it out there. Anyways, so yeah, he was in town and I just kept checking out his stuff and realized that he also does his yoga teacher training in Bali every May. And I was sitting on my ass for 2 years being like, woe is me, I want to go, but I can't, but I want to. So this year I just said, fuck it. And I said, yep, sign me the heck up. So also always just wanted to go to Bali. So I'm not killing anything. I am eating 2 blueberries I'm eating two blueberries. What the fuck? You know, I want to find something better to say than, like, killing two birds with one stone. Like, eating two blueberries with one hand. Maybe that. Yeah. That's what I'm doing. So I'm going to Bali to continue my yoga teacher training journey. And that is in May this year. So I'm really stoked about that. And I don't have a return ticket as of yet. And as I'm saying this, I'm like, oh my gosh, it would be so cool to have Ian Finn on the podcast. But that makes me so nervous. So we'll see. I should probably make that happen. I mean, we'll be friggin' in Bali for over a month, so I gotta keep the podcast up in May, so we'll see how that goes. So basically, long story short, my yogic journey, where do I see it going? I would just, yeah, my big 10-year goal is to own my own studio somewhere hot, have a big impact in the community, give back, just rock it out, you know, just be yogi and not wear shoes, like, ever. So that's that. Thanks for that question. What else do we got here? Oh, this is funny. Taco Tuesday and how it's ruining the global economy. Oh my gosh. I don't know if that's funny or not, like a joke, or what they actually mean by that. Like, if they mean meat tacos and how it's ruining. You mean, like, the environment? Yeah, maybe, but that, I thought that was just funny, so I'd share that with you guys. Don't really want to talk about that, to be honest. Second one is people having too many babies. Again, I don't know. I guess I could talk about that for a second, but it would just be very brief. Maybe some of you guys can relate with me. But right now, as I'm recording this, I am 27 years old and I have no intention of birthing a child. And people come up to me literally every day, all the time, saying, "You're gonna change your mind. Being a mom is so awesome. Blah, blah, blah. It's the best. You know, like, don't get your tubes tied. Like, you'll regret it," et cetera, et cetera. And that's great. Thank you for your opinion. I still don't want it. Like, I've never really had that motherly instinct. I'm sure if I had to, I totally would. But if I'm living, like, my best life, no. Like, just no. No, thank you. And yeah, I don't know. Maybe some of you guys can relate. Like, if you also feel the same way, that you don't want kids, and it kind of pisses you off when people are like, "Yeah, you're going to change your mind." It's like, actually, no, I'm pretty sure I know myself well, and I would not want to raise a child at this point in time. Like, thank you. Let's move on next. With that question just being said, how there are too many babies, I totally agree. Like, I posted this on my Instagram story not too long ago. Another podcast was talking about, like, you know, the human population and how it's really big right now. And it kind of stresses me out a bit, but I mean, there. Oh, I'm getting fired up about this question. They're like, so, okay, you need to take a test. You need to take tests to finish school, to graduate, to drive a car, you know, any job, really. You need some education on that. Yet any dingus with two brain cells can go and pop out a kid and have no idea how or what it takes to raise a human being. And we don't really realize this, but frig man, like, when a baby is a baby, they just take everything in, literally everything. You can program that kid basically to be whoever you want up until the age of, like, 7, 8, 9. Like, they're like sponges. And if their brains aren't developed, and if they take something that you say out of context, it can literally shift their whole perspective on life. Oh, is this a huge responsibility for one? I mean, I'm looking at the bad side of stuff. Obviously, children are super amazing and I love them at the same time. But just coming from me, people, I feel, need to take some courses on how to raise children, because we just do. If you need a license to have a friggin' dog, I feel like you need a license to have a child. Amen or amen. You know what I'm saying? Like, big deal. It's a person. They're going to be the next generation, and they're going to be responsible for this earth that we are living on. to make it better. And it's just like people that don't know how, or neglect kids, or don't give them love, like give them love. And people that are raised that way without love just turn into that cycle, and then we get more shitty people in the world, and then more shitty things happen. So it's just like, I really think people need to kind of, you know, check themselves and think about it a little more, other than like, oh, I wonder what a little me would look like, or, oh, that would be so cute for like me to have that guy's baby. Like, it just makes me so mad right now. Okay. Like, just think about it a little bit more in depth than just that. Like, think about it. It's long term. It's for life. I don't really want to talk about that anymore. I don't know if that offended people. If it did, sorry. Have kids if you want to. I'm just not having children, and that's me, and you can do you. But just be aware of what it takes to raise a human being. Yep. Okay. So then someone else said, your journey to ditching alcohol, which, as I'm speaking this, it is 142 days of no alcohol. And 142 days ago, I was like, I don't think I can do even like a week. So my journey has definitely been longer than 142 days. It's been something that I have been struggling with basically since I was 15, I would say. I started drinking younger than that, I think, maybe 14. I don't know. I grew up with it all over the place in my house, and I just thought it was semi-normal. And then in high school, we would literally binge drink 2 sixes every weekend. It was just, ugh, looking back at that, I'm like, I can't believe I did that to my body. But yeah, I just had a lot of realizations over the years that everything that I've ever regretted has been when I have been drinking alcohol and just being stupid and just out of my mind. And I just woke up like one day just really not wanting to be that person anymore, like not even trusting myself, or just like having this personality clash of like really two distinct personalities. And at one time I was like, oh, but like everyone thinks I'm so fun when I'm drunk, and I'm like so awesome, and people are gonna think that I'm boring, and I don't know what to do. And to be honest, some people have actually been like, when are you gonna drink again? You're more fun when you're drunk. And I was like, that's fucking awesome, thanks a lot, dick. Like, see ya next, you know what I mean? Just like, so my journey had a lot of ups and downs before I finally made a decision to like really, really try and just stop drinking it. Yeah, like I said, I've been struggling with it for a long time, like over 10 years of all the like waking up hungover and like regretting shit. And then, yeah. And honestly, most of the stuff that I regret had happened to, be with like men and the opposite sex. And just doing stuff that, like, when I woke up, I'm like, fuck, why did I do that? Or, like, not even remember anything. So I don't know if any of you that are listening can relate, but it was just something that I was really just tired of waking up to and feeling. Like, I just didn't want to feel that way anymore. And I didn't want to abuse my body in that way anymore. And not only my body, but my mind as well. And I just was like, hey, enough's enough. I also really just want to focus on my health and my relationship with my boyfriend and my business and all the stuff that I want to do. And being hungover or being clouded by alcohol just wasn't going to stay. I was done. I was done. I was really done. And I'm glad I was done. And saying this now at 142 days, because my original goal was like 80 days or something. And then I was like, oh, I can't wait for a drink. But now that it's been 142 days, I really don't see myself wanting to drink it anymore. That being said, I'm not like sober, if you would have that in quotations. Like, yes, I have like smoked weed and done other natural substances as that. And probably will continue, but it's just that form of drug, alcohol, I really don't like it anymore. And sorry if that makes me boring, but I just don't feel like feeling out of control and out of my mind and a different person. So the journey has definitely been easier than I thought it would be. Like, to be honest, I used to think of people like, oh my God, you've gone sober for 5 years. Like, how do you, have you not had a drink? Like, it's just, that's what you do. You have a long, hard day, you drink, you know, you fight with someone, you drink, you celebrate, you drink, literally you drink every day, all the time. And that's like what I was doing sometimes too. Like just going out for dinner, I'll have a drink, doing this, doing that, have a drink, I'll have a break, I'll have a drink. And it just, I don't know. Nope. Thank you. Next. I feel a lot better just saying, yeah, no, I'll have water, I'll have tea, or I'll just process this shit. I'll just sit with my pain and think about it rather than reaching for something else or reaching for alcohol to like numb my shit. It's like, no, like deal with it. So yeah. And I've kept myself busy. It's not like I've, you know, stayed in the problem either. I was around a lot of people that would drink, and like for my business last year, we spent a lot of time in nightclubs and stuff, and obviously that environment is a lot easier to drink and stuff. So if you remove yourself from those situations, it's definitely a lot easier. So I've just kept myself busy. I've been doing more yoga, and I've been doing more work and doing more fun things outdoors that don't involve alcohol. And it's been great. And I've also gone to places where there's a lot of alcohol and stayed sober. And it's kind of funny. So like you remember the whole night and no one else does. I'm like, wow, everyone's ridiculous right now. So, I mean, it's also fun. I've gone out before being sober now, which I didn't think that I'd be able to do. And at the same time, it's also kind of lame. So maybe once in a while to like hang out with peeps, but then yeah, once you've been to a bar sober, you've kind of been to all of them sober, and it's kind of, I'd rather just go to sleep and have a good night's sleep. So my journey is definitely far from over, and I mean, I really hope that I will never want to have another drink again, like hopefully lose that desire completely. I don't know, it might change. Really, I have no idea, but I mean, at this point in time, I have an intention just to continue on this path of not poisoning my body and just living it clear-headed. So thank you for asking that question. If you guys have questions about maybe ditching alcohol for a bit or whatever, reach out to me. I would love to talk to you about it. Also Karen's podcast, I think it was podcast number four, Karen, my good friend, she was actually the first person I called, like, when I was like, hey, enough is enough, let's just do this. And she's been a really great friend and support, so go listen to her episode. It's all about her addiction to alcohol as well. And if she can do it, I can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. We can all do it. We don't need alcohol to be a better person or have fun. We just don't. That's a lie that they tell us, so we keep buying their products, so we get numbed and dumbed down and not actually experience life to the fullest, which it's meant to be lived. So yeah, thank you for that question. If you really want to talk about my journey, I mean, I don't talk about this much, but like how I said that there were multiple, like I've been dealing with it for a long time. In 2012, I think, I got a DUI. And again, not a lot of people know about that, but hey, I guess everybody knows now. I was drunk driving, drove my friends home, and on the way back, driving myself home, I got a ticket, or they pulled me over, and yeah, got a DUI, got my license taken away, got a breathalyzer in my car, the whole bit. So that was 2012, and that didn't stop me. You think that would have stopped me being like, oh, maybe let's take a step back and not drink alcohol. Nope, I continued to drink all the way up really in 2018. So, I mean, luckily I'd never hurt anyone or killed anyone. Oh my God, I couldn't even freaking imagine. I wouldn't even want to live. So super grateful that, honestly, in hindsight that happened. That was probably the first little step of being like, yo, God's like, yeah, you have an issue. You're going to deal with this. And I really believe that patterns or like the same type of circumstances honestly just keep popping up and happening into your life until you actually deal with it and learn the lesson. And I kept playing with fire with my alcohol abuse literally for years, and the same shit would keep happening, and I'd be like, oh my God, I can't believe I did that, blah blah blah. until I was like, okay, well, clearly you can't, you just have to stop it. Like, are you learning the lesson, you dingus? So I think I finally did, and it just clicked one day, and I'm so happy that it did. So happy. So thank you for asking that question. And they got another question of practicing positivity and gratitude. Can I go over that more? I'm no expert in it. Haven't written a book yet about it, but since I've been doing that, my life has been definitely awesome. And one of the things that I originally started with was the 5-minute journal, and that was like last year. So if you're looking to add some gratitude and like daily practices into your life, I definitely recommend either a journal or like just a regular old journal with a piece of paper. Or if you want, you can get the 5-minute journal. It's a great place to start if you don't know what the heck you're doing. So basically the 5-minute journal, you can get it off Amazon or go to Chapters or Indigo. And it's a new quote every day. I actually got this from my nephew for Christmas, so I'm hoping he still uses it. It's a quote of the day, and then you write the date at the top, and then it's 3 things that you are grateful for. What would make today great, like something that would happen that would make today great, and 3 affirmations. And then there's another side to the page, and it says what happened, 3 amazing things that happened today, and how have things gone better. That one, I don't really like that last question, how if things could have gone better. I just keep writing all the good things that happened, because like that's kind of looking at the negative, and I'm not really about that. So yeah, that's what really kind of started helping me develop a habit of it, for sure. Like, you keep it by your bedside and you write it first thing in the morning and the last thing at night, and it just builds that repetition of like always looking for something good. And don't get me wrong, like it takes time, it takes practice. You're not just going to be positive all the time, but if you create small little habits, like you'll start to just do it on autopilot, and you won't even realize like you weren't doing it before. So I still do that. I don't use the 5-minute journal anymore. I just have a bigger journal, and it's got 10 spaces for what I'm grateful for. So I do write that in every morning. And then it says, take 5 minutes and sit and meditate and ask for guidance for the day. So most of the time I do that, and I just sit in stillness and just ask like, oh, how can today be great? How can I get one step closer towards my goals? Stuff like that. Sit and meditate actually has been really awesome for me. If you want to meditate but you don't know where to start, I got the app Headspace, and that's a really great tool to use. It's like guided meditation. It like keeps you on track with your meditated hours, and it makes you want to keep going. So that's a really good app. There's other ones as well, but that's the one I use. And then after meditating, I'm supposed to sit down and continue just to send people love that are bothering me. So they say up like to like 3 people, think of 3 people if there are any that are like really bothering you or you're struggling with, and just send them love. So it's a little bit difficult at the beginning, but honestly, it's when people piss you off or you get in arguments with someone, really, you don't want to fight them. You don't want to fight them with who's going to be right and who's going to be wrong, and just have all this like chatter back and forth that doesn't do anything for anyone. Just love on them, lightness, like light it up. Everyone just wants love and to be loved. And so by sending that out into the universe, and it's not for them, it's for you. But at the same time, it makes you kind of take a step back and think like, oh wow, why am I being a douchebag to that person? Like, maybe I should like give myself some love as well and send them love and get over this stupid thing, whatever it is that you are worried about or fighting about, etc. So those are 3 little things that I do every day. I don't know if this helps answer your question, but that I do as habits and that I've implemented. I've also written affirmations on my wall. So I say a couple affirmations every day, and I've also written a goal on a goal card that I also read with enthusiasm every day. And yeah, honestly, it's just repetition. Some days you're not going to feel like doing it. Do it anyway. And
about like looking at life in positive light. I just see it as you can either look at it from the glass half empty or half full. And I don't know, it's just kind of automatic for me. It's one of my strengths just to be positive and know that there's always someone that has it worse than you and things could always be worse than they are. Like, yeah, I don't have my favorite like car that I drive right now, but at least I have a car. It gets me from point A to B. Like, how annoying would that be if I had to bus everywhere? It would just take so much more time and I'd have to rearrange everything. So yeah, like being thankful for the little things, being thankful for the coffee you have in the morning, being thankful for hot shower, being thankful that your body just works like miraculously and digests food without you even having to think about it. That'd be so annoying. Just little stuff like that. And honestly, when you are grateful, more abundance really does come into your life. And other little steps for like positivity. I do listen to podcasts a lot. So if you're looking for positive things, there's a few that I absolutely love. Oh my gosh. Right now it's a newer one that I've been listening to, but I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. And if you are all about that positivity or want more positivity in your life or like needs the truth spoken into you, go subscribe to Ancient Wisdom Today. The podcast is called Ancient Wisdom Today by Shaman Durek. And oh my God, it is, I just can't even describe to you. It is this light. It's lit. He's so cool. He's dope. He speaks the truth and it's so much positivity. And he talks about love all the time too. So that's maybe something that you could implement too if you're talking about practicing gratitude and positivity daily. But write it down, write it down. Honestly, just keep thinking about it and it will come. So this podcast is kind of long, which I'm really surprised that it's this long. And it was kind of more of a ramble on answering your questions. But maybe the next one won't be as rambly and I'll have more of a topic that I would like to talk about. But today is kind of just like a spur of the moment that I just wanted to talk to you guys because I haven't really, and I've been just letting other people share their stories, which I hope you have listened to. And if you haven't, go back. This was an epic January. Go back to those 4 episodes that were recorded in January. Follow them, give them likes and love, spread the love. It was a sweet January. Thank you to all that were guests on this podcast. I love you. And it was just so amazing listening to your stories. And you guys are all up to amazing things and really elevating this world. Like I said, maybe maybe every Wednesday, last Wednesday of every month will be a little solo episode and I give you kind of little updates on shit. So stay tuned. I want to thank you so much for listening to me today. And again, if you have more questions, just feel free to reach me on Instagram at queen.namaste, or if you want to, shannonpetersfitness@gmail.com. Woo! Oh, before you go, don't forget to like, review, subscribe to this podcast. Send me a screenshot, please, because your reviews don't say your name sometime and it's like, oh, Smitten Kitten. And I'm like, I don't know who that is. Email me a screenshot so I can put you guys in a draw. Who wants $50? We'll find out next week. Thanks, guys. Bye.